Hello, you're listening to The Rolling Wave on The Voice of Vashon with Kat Eggleston.
And John Daly.
Here we are with our good friend Jeff Hoyt.
Hello.
On Vashon Island once again in a lovely spring day. And we are going to bring you some music from the British Isles. We're going to start off with some Gaelic from Tanis. And the song is called Canon Nangal.
Cause I'm clenching on Canon Nangal.
Shen koku karav shau a khud san narami sahuke falav mi atomata hakinyoch voraba il figan renye orpa khunai chel shau ta sanglayun an life she sika khun going on in the dunya hamush nasur saka khlak and have ko viagnan gael se viagnan tralya So we can add for Halana. Ach, Anjel Spish, Ek Droch, Ek Teter, Des Moenchen Chreter, Ha Triumphaleon. Is Anjel Atje, Ang Grien en Atsis, Gahad Gamahal, Ha Kraj for Jel. She kush ne heking a chud fo eishlen, sa chud fo eking luch graag a shelj. Get hana spiren, chod dorachs nach led gein, hag di an a gedi eith kool na nyel. Ha shing a draste a feo nanya, son falavid pata har kuan gandu. Get speak mohal ye hitch me marchachinj or haen dan govina mer you mohadi slan gaiv mohart and daival anyan yrastal di tu vloch you mahik me savalj tron has tron gal tron jis arche garoch liu
And that was the beautiful voice of Kathleen McInnes from South Uist in the Outer Hebrides. And that was a Gaelic song called Oran Ansadr. I'm going to butcher this, of course. Oran Ansadr Gaelic, which means the song of the Gaelic soldier or the Gaelic speaking soldier. And before that, we heard Dermon Omechar on the melodeon. And we started things off with Tanis, the Kananangal Gael, Kananangal, which is the sort of the national anthem of the Scottish Gaels. We are dedicating this set to some good friends of ours who are Gaelic learners here on the island.
They listen in.
They listen in, so that we wanted to make sure we got some Gaelic for them. And we want to thank Jeff again for being here with us, making us sound good.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Gaelic. Is it Gaelic or Gaelic?
Well, in Scotland it's Gaelic, and in Ireland it's Gaelic.
Although they don't really say it, they just say we're speaking Irish.
Right. Oh, okay. I
mean, they don't typically say it that way.
And is it the same language between the two countries?
They can understand each other, but they don't. It's different.
It
they
is.
Have different words, okay. And some of the grammar's different.
Uh-huh,
and even
okay.
In Scotland, some of the, like if you go, the accent and the grammar is slightly different in the South Hebrides than it is in the North Hebrides.
Ah.
Yeah. It's much more lilty in the top, in the northern part of the Hebrides. It sounds almost like Norwegian or something.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really strange, it's a really interesting language. I tried to learn it. I spent several years trying to learn it.
Yeah, you keep saying you're going to butcher something. And
yeah,
I keep thinking, John, I thought you knew this stuff.
No.
I have seen you. I heard you make a slightly off-color joke in Gaelic at the Feish, though. And all of the Gaelic speakers laughed.
Yeah, well, they're probably laughing,
impressed.
Laughing at my accent.
We'll never know.
When an English speaker speaks Gaelic, it comes out sounding kind of like a Nazi officer.
Ew.
Yeah, it sounds almost like German or Russian or something.
Okay.
It's just some sounds you can't get. The, you know, the guttural sounds in the back of your throat. Yeah. You can't get them. One of the things I love about Gaelic is that there's no possessive. You can't own anything. You can't say, that's my car.
Right.
Or that's my house. Or even, that's my wife.
Really?
Yeah. You can only say, I'm at the car. Or that house is at me.
Oh, no. I'd like to know the history of that. What's the backstory on that?
It's not years of serfdom. It's not exactly. Yeah. But that's really interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's some other things, too. When you're talking about somebody, if your name is Seamus or James, then, and you're talking about Seamus, you say Seamus. But if you're talking to Seamus, you say Hamish. So that's where the name Hamish comes from.
Okay.
Hamish and Seamus are the same, only it's like, if you're talking to Seamus, it's a Hamish.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to remember that when next it becomes convenient for me.
Yeah. It's one of those things like I think of it as you're constantly, you're establishing your respect right from the start.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Excellent.
No, it's an interesting.
What are we going to hear next?
Very cool.
We're going to start the next set off with the Tannehill Weavers off of their Solstice album. And they were just here on the island, and we had a wonderful time there. And it was really, really great to see the guys. I'd never met Roy or Phil, the two main guys, before. It was really great to meet them. And then the piper, Ian McGilvery, is the son of somebody that I know.
Wow.
Duncan McGilvery. And then Malcolm Bushby is the son of another person I know.
Oh,
and the fiddler?
Yeah, the fiddler.
The one from Tasmania?
Yeah, he's from Tasmania. And his father, John, is somebody that I correspond with. He's a piper, and I correspond with him regularly. So
fantastic.
It is a small world. It really is.
Yeah, a very small world. And let's keep it that way, because we're all really weird.
Let's hear these guys.
Okay, this is the Lord Seaforth set.
Thank you.
jams te the nose cardam wall the heather grows cardam wall the burning rose my pony did it hark the maiden singing sang spreading woods among then folding let us hang my bonnie dee. Thank you.
And that was Phil McClellan Smilly of the Tannehill Weavers. And that's off of his CD called Sound of Terence. And he, of course, is the fluter in Tannehill Weavers. And before that, we heard the singer from Tannehill Weavers, Roy Gullane, off of his CD with... Roy lives in the Netherlands, and he made this CD with another person from the Netherlands named Eric de Jong. And that CD is called Jink and Diddle, and that was a classic old Scottish song, Caw the Use. And we started things off...
Hold it. Jink and Diddle?
Jink and Diddle, Caw the Use.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that a bar?
Welcome to the Jink and Diddle.
Heading down to the Jink and Diddle.
It's a law firm that you don't want to hire. Either that or it's a, well, I won't go there. We started That's things off with the Tannehill Weavers off of their Solstice CD, which is a holiday-themed CD. And I was trying to avoid the holiday songs, but the holiday tunes. But that started off with a holiday song. So I hope that even though it's the Christmas solstice and we're approaching the summer solstice, we can get away with that a little bit. And do you have anything to add, Kat or Jeff?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
It was lovely. Yeah.
In that case, we're going to move right along here to, I should say, concerning our discussion about Gaelic and Gaelic. If you go to Ireland and you say, do you speak Gaelic? They'll wonder what you're talking about because they refer to it as Irish. And if you say Gaelic, usually it means Gaelic football, which is sort of like Australian rules football, which is a really cool sport. You saw some in the club.
Yeah, they're really into it.
Yeah, it's a really great sport. When I was in Donegal won the Gaelic football league for the whole country.
And you were there then?
Yeah.
When it happened?
And they had a kind of like a diamond-shaped town square.
Uh-huh.
They said that there were 24,000 people in there.
It was
packed. It was packed. You could not move.
I'll bet the Jink and Diddle was packed. Yeah, right.
I knew one of us was going to say that. I knew I could count on you, Jeff. Yeah. We'll have a new cocktail pretty soon, and we'll call it the Jink and Diddle.
Yeah, the colors for Donegal are green and gold. So it was
so just like the Pirates.
Yeah, it was just like the Pirates had won
the
homecoming game or something. It was pretty fun. So we're going to play, next we're going to have this Irish pub song from a fellow named Sheridan. I'm probably going to ruin this name too. Ruachin.
When you're walking through a city street, you could be in Peru. And you hear a distant calling and you know it's meant for you. So you drop what you are doing. And you join the merry mob. And before you know just where you are, you're in an Irish pub. They've got one in Honolulu. They've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you find an Irish pub. Now that design is fairly simple. Usually works the same. You'll have Fraser Houghton scoring in the Ireland-England game. And you know you're in an Irish pub the minute you're in the door. For a couple of boys with bow rounds will be murdering Christy Moore. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find comes from Cork, and the lad that's holding up the bar says only Egypt's work. He was born and raised in Bolton, but his mommy's from Kildare, and he's gonna make his fortune soon and move to County Clare. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you find an Irish pub.
it's time for me to go. I have to catch me train. So I'll leave you sitting at the bar to face the wind and rain. For I'll have that pint you owe me if I'm not gone on the dry. When we meet next week in Frankfurt in the fields of Athenry. They've got one in Honolulu. They've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a flute, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. They've got one in Honolulu. They've got one in Moscow too. They got four. Wherever you go around the world, you find an Irish pub. I says wherever you go around the world, you find an Irish pub.
Well, in case you were wondering, you're listening to The Rolling Wave on the Voice of Vashon with Kat Eggleston.
And John Daly.
And Jeff Hoyt.
Hey.
And that was Shugla Nifty.
Were you implying that that last song wasn't very rolling wavy? Because I was rolling.
We tried to reach all aspects of the Celtic music genre. And that was dance music, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? From, let's see, when did this come out? This came out in 1996.
Yeah, my toes are still tapping.
So it's 30 years old and still sounds, well, I'm old, so it still sounds contemporary to me. But and that was Whiskey Kiss off of their CD called The Whiskey Kiss. And if you've never had a Whiskey Kiss, man, you are missing out. Then before that, we had Paddy Keenan with Jenny's Wedding and Craig's Pipes. He was playing the Illan pipes there. He's really the world master of that. And we started things off with Sheridan Routine with the Irish Pub Song. So you have anything to add, Kat? You want to give us a weather report? Or how about a traffic report?
We used to do the traffic report here. And yeah, it's very interesting because we are recording this on Memorial Day of 2025. And the traffic is very interesting, specifically the costumes, the different variants of the American flag going by.
People are out.
Yeah,
people are out. Dogs are out.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream cones are out.
Ice cream is being consumed.
Yeah. It looks like Camp Colvis has got a brisk business going on today, is only right.
Exactly.
So, there you go.
Their pulled pork sandwiches are awesome.
Camp Colvis,
if I may say so.
It's great.
Well, we're almost out of time here, but we're going to since we've played something very contemporary, sort of, we're going to play some really classic stuff from Luke Kelly and the Dubliners.
And oh boy.
It's called The Town I Loved So Well.
In my memory, I will always see the town that I have loved so well, where our school played ball by the gas yard wall, and we laughed through the smoke and the smell. Going home in the rain, running up the dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were happy days in so many, many ways, in the town I loved so well. In the early morning, the shirt factory horn calls the women from Cregan, the Moor, and the Bog, while their men on the dole play the mother's role, fed the children, and then trained the dog. And when times got rough, there was just about enough, but we saw it through without complaining. For deep inside was a burning pride in the town I loved so well. There was music there in the dairy, yeah, like a language that
we all could understand. I remember the day I earned my first pay, when I played in a small pickup band. There I spent my youth, and to tell you the truth, I was sad to leave it all behind me. There I learned about life, and I found a wife in the town I loved so well. When I returned, how my eyes have burned to see how a town could be brought to its knees by the armored cars and the bombed out bars and the gas that hangs on to every breeze. To the town I loved so well. Now the music's gone, but they carry on, for their spirits imbued, never broken. They will not forget, and their hearts are set on tomorrow and peace once again. For what's done is done, and what's won is won, and what's lost is lost and gone forever. I can only pray for a bright, bright day in the town I love so well. Thank you.
That was the incredible Cormac Begley. Get that CD off of Cormac Begley, which is CormacBegley.com. Concertina player, bass
amazing.
Concertina.
Just amazing.
His father, of course, is Brendan from the southwest of Ireland, Kerry. And before that, we heard a classic track from the Dubliners, Luke Kelly, and that was The Town I Love So Well. And thank you for listening to The Rolling Wave here on The Voice of Vashon. Thank you for supporting The Voice of Vashon. We are an all-volunteer, community-based radio station here in the middle of the Puget Sound. I want to thank my lovely co-host, Jeff Hoyt.
And, why, thank you, John.
And my beautiful wife, Kat.
thank you, John.
Yes. And we're going to go out with Kathleen McInnes again. This is off of her CD called Killavreed.
Just hein agdian and dras to shul art nan spain to him of train skin and arts to my art nan rail ulai ashia sangu and all her